The Disney movie Miracle was the second most popular box office hit last weekend. It's about the U.S. hockey team's upset victory in the 1980 Winter Olympics. Commentator Frank DeFord says one of the reasons that story endures is the American public's love of amateurs.
Americans adore the idea of amateurism, of athletes playing a game just for the love of it. A mo, a mas, amateur. I continue to be amazed at how many employed people come up to me and tell me they're not as interested in the Olympics anymore now that so many sports are peopled by those grubby pros. Yet so far as I can tell, the same Americans who love their athletes unsullied by filthy lucre don't apply the same standards to any other entertainers. At the same time as Miracle hit the cinemaplexes, word leaked out that ABC was urging the Miss America pageant to drop talent presentations from its telecast. The ratings showed that nobody wanted to watch a bunch of amateurs singing Une Belle Dee or playing Clair de Lune. The fun of that ghastly TV show American Idol is laughing at the losers while rooting for your favorite to hit the jackpot. That's right, make lots of professional money. So in keeping with our applying a different standard to athletes than we do to singers, dancers, actors, trapeze artists, radio commentators, and other performers, many citizens were left aghast the other day when a judge ordered that the National Football League had to accept athletes from any academic class who want the chance to play for pay. No one is more upset at this ruling than the colleges, who could heretofore use amateurs to make money for dear old alma mater. Now a young football player can do for money what he has done for the millionaire coach. The main argument against the ruling is that if a young player turns pro and fails, he's lost his chance to play any more big-time football because, of course, heaven forbid that he be allowed back onto any college team. But why not? Colleges welcome back professors who've gone off for a few years into industry. Amateur musicians play solos with a professional symphony orchestra. What earthly damage can be done to welcome some kid back who took a flyer on the NFL and failed? In fact, he'll probably be a better player and maybe even a better student because he's learned a lesson about life. Critics say, well, the NFL should start a developmental league instead of using the colleges as a farm system, but that's simply unrealistic. In fact, it's already a flop with the NBA. Minor league baseball works because college baseball is not box office. The minor leagues fill a need. Like it or not, our system has grown up where college football and basketball are big-time popular. It makes a great deal more sense to bend the archaic amateur rules to accommodate the new law rather than to try and start some alternative enterprise that nobody really wants. It's simply time that we acknowledge that the ideal of amateurism, which was advanced by the British upper classes in the 19th century to make sure that working men couldn't compete against gentlemen of leisure, doesn't work in our society today. Let young players try out for the NFL, and if they're not ready, hey, give those kids a second chance in college. That would be a lovely new miracle in our American sport.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.